there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. That's a wonderful testimony in that song, and I hope that every Bible Clubber listening today can honestly say, I have Christ in my heart. It's wonderful to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, to have the assurance of salvation, to know that whatever happens is for His glory and for His will and for your good. It's wonderful to be a Christian. Say, it's wonderful when Aunt Carolyn gets good letters from Bible Clubbers, too. And I'm so thankful that among the letters that come are some good letters from adult friends who listen to the Bible Club and are willing to carry it in their heart, in their prayers, and also in their financial support. Here's a good letter from South Carolina. Dear Aunt Carolyn, when I have the opportunity, I love to listen to your program, and I'm sending you herewith a small check for your work. You do it. A splendid job, and God's using you mightily for His purpose as you tell these Bible stories with such talent and expertise and make the characters and personalities come alive for the children and grown-ups too. Keep up the good work. Love and best wishes. Say, that's a real encouragement to our hearts here at the Children's Bible Club to know our adult friends are supporting this broadcast and work with boys and girls in prayer and in their financial support. Perhaps you'd like to help in this way. If you would, send your letter this week to Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, and I'm sure the Lord will bless you for it. And now here's the choir again.
King, wouldn't it be?
be wonderful to have a rich palace with carpets on the floor and draperies on the wall, have rich clothes to wear and sit on a golden throne and servants at your command. Ah, many people would love to trade places with King Solomon. That is, until this certain day when the king was in court. Oh, nobody wanted to trade places with him that day, for there was a fearful judgment to make. You know what had happened? Two women had come. I demand, I beg, I plead to see the king. And so it was an audience with the king personally that they had. And they fell down before his throne, and King Solomon listened to their story. Oh, king, live forever, but I've lost my baby. This woman and I live in the same house, and she had a little baby, and I did too. And, you know, in the night, well, each of our babies slept with us, and in the night that woman's baby died, and she got up and took my baby away and laid it in her bosom and put the dead one by me. And when I woke up in the morning to feed my baby, my baby was dead. But she's got my baby. Oh, king, do something. Get my baby back for me. And in the midst of her tears, the king looked at the other woman. And of all things, she told exactly the same story. No, sir. No, that's my baby. It was my baby who was left alive. It's her baby that's dead. And, king, I want my baby back. And every soldier and every guard in the court listened in a deathly silence to see what would the king say. Oh, nobody would trade place with him this day with a decision like this to make. Whose baby was the baby? Who was the real mother? How could the king ever know? How could the proof be given? And when they stood expecting the king to ask for some proof and to question one woman after a long period of time and then to question the other woman and ask great things, but instead, the king stood to his feet and in a great voice said, "Bring me a sword." A sword? A sword? What would the king want with a sword at a time like this? But no one dared ask the king a question, and soon a royal guard brought forth a great huge sword. "Bring the baby to me." And the living baby was laid before the king. And then he said, "Now, cut the child in half. Give half to this woman and half to the other woman." Cut the baby in half? Has the king lost his mind? And every guard, every servant wondered what was going to take place. "I say, cut the baby in half. It doesn't matter. Give one half to one mother and one half to the other, and let this thing be done." And then while one woman stood stalwart, determined to have her way, the other woman came pleading, crying, weeping at the feet of King Solomon, said, "Oh, no, my master. Oh, no, sire. Spare the baby's life. Spare the baby's life. Let her have it. Let her have it." And then the king leaned back and said, "Aha! Give the baby to this young woman, for she is the real mother." And sure enough, the self-willed mother who would have her way regardless and had no real concern for the life of the baby was not the real mother. But the mother who was willing to give up her child in order that the child's life might be spared was surely the mother who had a heart full of love for the child. And everybody across the nation soon heard of it. What wonderful wisdom, what great judgment King Solomon had. But how did this all take place? How did King Solomon come to have such great wisdom, such discernment and judgment to use in the throne? Oh, I'll tell you, it didn't start it out big and all full of glory. No, because when young King Solomon first came to the throne, one night God said to him in a wonderful way, "Ask you want, Solomon? Just ask me and I'll give it to you. Why, what if God or the king or even your father asked you that? Just say, tell me whatever you want, I'll get it for you. What would you ask for? Oh, some of you would ask for money. Some would ask for a new car. Some would ask for a big fancy house to live in. Some would say, let me get out on my own and do my own way and have my own way and nobody boss me and tell me what to do nor when to come home or anything. Oh, you'd ask for all kinds of things. But when Solomon had this opportunity of a lifetime, do you know what he did? Oh, it humbled him so. And he felt so responsible for the needs of the people that he said, oh, Father, you've given me such an opportunity to be king over your great people. He said, oh, give me an understanding heart to judge thy people right so that I can tell between good and bad. And help me to be the right kind of king for you, Lord. And you know that humble heart, that simple, unselfish request just rejoiced the heart of God till you know what he told Solomon? Oh, he said, Solomon, I surely will give you just what you ask. I'll give you wisdom such as never been known before nor never will be afterwards. But because you haven't asked for yourself long life or riches or things fancy for yourself or even ask that all your enemies be killed off, said, because you've been so unselfish, he said, I'm going to give you the wisdom, but I'm going to give you riches too, and I'm going to make you a great and honorable king. And he said, if you do right and follow my law and please me and do what God's word says do, he says, I'll also give you long life. Oh, what wonderful joy. And God surely kept his promise, boys and girls, for there never has been a man since that's been so wise as Solomon. There's never been a man since who's been as rich as Solomon. And God gave him a wonderful reign over the people of Israel. Say, listen, because Solomon had an humble heart that wanted to please God. What kind of a heart do you have, boys and girls? Is your heart selfish and full of sin and full of pride and you just love yourself, I, and get everything you can for yourself? Say, listen, give your heart away. Give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ to do with it for whatever he wants it for. Might be a missionary, might be a preacher or a teacher or a Christian businessman that would put his money into the Lord's work. Listen, be what God wants you to be and he'll bless you. And now God bless you until next week.
Have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.